At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Tracy. We're your go-to hosts for all things midlife, menopause, and moments of pure mayhem. And today we have Alisa with us, who is a worldwide transformational coach coming to us from Switzerland. Welcome, Alisa.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm glad to be here with you guys. It's an honor to be able to be a guest in your show that I love so much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. We're so happy to have you.
So happy to have you with us today. So tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got into transformational coaching.
So yeah, as you said, I'm a transformational coach. I support people who are going through crisis and mostly crisis and existential crisis, midlife crisis, moment of identity shifts, or, you know, like those moments where you don't know exactly, something is off and you don't know what needs to change, mm-hmm. and you feel stuck, confused, you don't know where to go. And so you need help in those moments. And why I ended up here, I was one of them. I was a person going through the same crisis, multiple crises, not just one, because there's not just one crisis in life. And so crisis taught me a lot, brought me here, and now I want to give back and help people who find themselves in similar situations.
Wow, that's amazing.
That's so amazing. It's awesome.
So I have a question. Because when I'm in a situation like that, I was recently, and so I started going to therapy, which I know is very different. How is that different from what you do?
So that's a good question. The difference, it's sometimes it's a blurry line. It's mm-hmm. not a clear cut. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you can work, they go alongside. Some people do coaching parallelly to that. They're also in therapy because the focus is different. Mm-hmm. So there are some fundamental differences. I would say three really big differences. One is that coaches can't diagnose or treat mental health problems. So if someone is suffering from depression or anxiety or PTSD, coaching would not be the right help. We're not qualified to treat people or help people in those situations, and we can't diagnose.
Okay.
And so we also deal less with trauma. In general, and then we pass to the second, we move to the second question, the second difference. In general, coaching is more about the present experience bringing the client to a future development, bringing the client to a self-actualization of what he wants to be in the future. So there's a bit of a forward movement rather than a focus on the past and digging into the past and the traumas and what are the roots of the problems. Of course, we discuss that, mm-hmm. But we don't stay there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting from the present moment and the present situation and look ahead. Okay. How can we get unstuck from here? How can we bring you farther? What are the limiting beliefs that are now present that we can solve so that you can move forward? So there's this forward movement. And therapy instead looks at the past so that resolves the past so that you can function better in your presence.
Right.
Present moment.
And so also transformational coaching is completely different from life coaching as well, right? As we talked about before.
It's different.
Different.
And I would say it bridges maybe
okay.
therapy with life coaching, because life coaching sometimes it's about its personal goals, motivation, bringing a new structure into your life. You want a new fitness routine, you can stick to it. I need a coach to help me getting motivated and
exactly.
You have goals, and sometimes they're very tangible goals. Mm-hmm. It's about structures, development, motivation, optimization, but sometimes it's not about goals. I would say that transformational coaching is more about identity focused rather than outcome driven. We have to reach a goal. But sometimes people, when they are in a crisis, they don't need a to-do list. They don't need, oh, we have to focus on a goal. They need space to reflect, pause, breathe.
Yeah.
And sometimes so much confusion that you can't just talk about a goal or an outcome. It's not clear in that moment. And so you need to go deeper than that. And so it's more about literally emotional growth, but on a deeper level. It's way deeper, the analysis.
Wow. So
it's the topics are different, but also the framework and the type of work we do is different, because it's more, it's on a deeper level.
Okay. And what led you to choose Coach Crisis in moving forward with your life?
I think, you know, life presents us with all sorts of crises. I mean, you made a whole post just about the midlife crisis, which is a huge one.
Right.
And, but it's just an incredible moment where we feel a lot of pain. And if we use that pain in a constructive way, we can really transform our life. That's why we talk about transformational coaching. It's a real opportunity to transform your life. Mm-hmm. And so that's why when you land on my website, one of the first things you see is, if you're experiencing a crisis, it's a good news. And people might just leave the website altogether and say, F you, Elisa. And I get that. But it can't be good news, because if we use that moment, it's because it's a wake-up call. It's a wake-up call. And sometimes certain things in our life needs to get destroyed so that we can rebuild a new self. And it's painful, it's hard, and that's why we need help in those moments. But yeah. I think, and people, as clients, it's a moment where clients are honest and open. They're ready to shift because there's so much pain. They just want to see the light again. Mm-hmm. And also, it's an incredible moment to discover your life purpose.
Okay.
Because if you're happy, you just don't question, why am I here? You know, what's my life purpose?
Right.
What's my mission in life? And when everything around you, this is falling apart, you start asking yourself those existential questions. And it's an amazing moment for deeper reflection. And I like, and I love, and I'm honored to walk alongside my clients in these moments, because it's not easy at all. And I admire their courage to go deeper and use their crisis to rise again.
Awesome.
Yeah, they say what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
True.
Yeah. And so you offer a 9-week program, and the link to your website will be in our show notes, so all of our listeners are able to access you. And again, you're worldwide, because our audience is really only 50% based in the US, and the other 50% is globally. So I think it's important to note that you speak 5 different languages.
Wow.
Yeah. What languages do you speak fluently?
I'm a native Italian speaker. I'm Italian.
Oh, it's so sexy.
We love Italians.
I speak English.
Really?
And German, Spanish, and a bit of French.
I think that those are all sexy languages. I only speak one. I speak a little bit, poquito, Espanol. I think most of us, because we're a border state to Mexico, we do
have
a little bit of Spanish. But I'm frustrated with myself and our country that we generally just most of us speak one language, yeah. you know, so that's awesome. Now, we wanted to also talk about redefining the midlife crisis, right? Mm-hmm. Since we are, you know, that's what our podcast is about, and we're midlife, and which is why we started it with us talking and our group of friends.
Our experiences.
And our experiences, mm-hmm. sharing those and realizing how important it was to have each other to lean on when we were going through these types of things. But can you help us redefine in midlife crisis?
Yeah, it's a little bit the same that I was saying before in general about crisis. Mm-hmm. It's we're not broken in those moments. There's nothing wrong. It's not because it's a crisis. There's something wrong with us. There's a bit of a stigma about having a crisis, and midlife crisis is it's a huge one. It's a moment where people redefine themselves. And you go through a lot, and a lot of things happen in those moments. And yeah, it's not a pathology. It's all good. It's part of human development. We need to see it as a wake-up call, a moment where of realignment to who we really are. And up until that moment, maybe we have neglected those questions that I was talking about before. And it's a great moment for... for realignment, I would say, rather than crisis, it's a wake-up call, a call to yourself again, to your soul, literally.
100%, I agree. And I think also that compiles to that is that perhaps if you've had children, maybe now your children have grown and, you know, you're just experiencing this whole new rebirth. Career change, but this whole new rebirth to be, because I know for me personally, I am Tracy, I'm the professional. I am Tracy, I am the mom. But if you take those things away, honestly, because I had children so young and then again later in life, I don't really know who Tracy is.
Yeah.
So that makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense.
Do you, can you maybe share your experience of crisis or some examples of some ones that you've had great success with?
Of my own crisis or a client's?
Either one. If you're willing to share yours, we'd love to hear it.
Of course. I am now 42, almost 43. So I am in the middle of crisis. Right. But I feel, because I'm a millennial, I think we have been like in quarter-life crisis. Like my generation in particular has been... in undergoing crisis.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
But for me, it's been a big on professional crisis. It took me a long time to find my place in the world professionally, but also find my spot in the world. As I said before, I'm Italian, but I lived 18 years abroad, outside of my birth country. And literally, where is home? And who am I in this world where I don't know where home is? Mm. And also, I found that for me, it was difficult to feel that I fit in. I worked in corporate for a while, even for big tech. And I burnt out in big tech.
Yeah. Easy to do. That's easy to do.
I have a whole blog post on my website about my personal crisis. It was a very, very difficult moment of my life. And in those moments, I felt there was inside of me a calling. There's something else I need to do. There's something else. There's something more meaningful and purposeful than this. But I could not understand what it was. Like, I felt it has something to do with helping people. But I was like, I can't even barely help myself. Other people, I just can't find. Like, there was confusion all around. Like, I was unrooted. Like, it was difficult. I didn't have a stable relationship, and I was already 30. Already, I mean, like 35. But you know, like, you feel that this pressure of meeting those targets and needs. Like, society tells you at 35, you need to have.
Right.
Certain
they tell you you're running out of time.
Yeah, the clock is ticking.
You're running out of already at 35, and then in midlife, like later on, even more. Like you have this realization. Okay, I'm not old, of course, but I'm not that young anymore. And I want to use my time in a meaningful way. And so, but for me, it started even like in my like in my 30s already, and I couldn't, it was, I started suffering from anxiety, mm-hmm. And I burnt out, and I had to resign my job without having an alternative.
That's scary.
Yeah, and I was moving from toxic relationship to toxic relationship because of unresolved trauma. A lot of, like, you name it.
Yes. But I think we can all relate to that at some level, right?
Yeah.
Especially, you know, toxic relationships and with, you know, your career, all of those types
burnout.
Of things. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Now, something that we had spoke about previously that I really want to touch on while we have you is astrology.
So
this is a little bit new for us.
We haven't
It's a surprise for you. Let's talk a little bit more about astrology. And as I had mentioned to you previously, I'm an Aries, and I feel that whatever you read about in Aries is very true to me.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So,
I
take it with a grain of salt. And you're a Cancer. So let's talk a little bit about astrology and how that intertwines into your transformational coaching.
I incorporate astrology into my coaching, which is unusual because a lot of people think astrology has only to do with predictions and foresee the future events and circumstances and you know, like use planetary alignment to understand what's going to happen, which is a part of astrology for sure. But in the last century, astrology has been used in a different way too, because it's an amazing tool to understand personality traits, psychological traits, your blind spots, your strengths, your life purpose, the right career for you, literally karmic lessons, even past lives. There are parts of astrology that even like have insights into that. It's literally an amazing tool to understand more about yourself. And it gives me, has given me a lot of insights about me, a better understanding who I am. And I thought, I want to have this in my toolbox and use it for my clients to understand better about themselves and about their blueprint, literally. It's a cosmic blueprint.
Right.
And it's not only about your sun's sign, which is in your case Aries
and Cancer.
That's your sun sign, but it's broader than that. That's what's fascinating, because that's only a tiny fraction of what's your astrological called birth chart or natal chart.
Right.
And it's basically the moment you're born. If you take a picture of the sky, you see the planets. Where are the planets in their journey around the sun in that very moment? And that gives you a unique photograph of you.
Oh.
The very moment where you're born, and if you take a picture of the sky, that's your natal chart. And that's unique. And according to how the planets
align,
other and aligns and other factors like signs, houses, and aspects, they give you literally a very complex and very deep picture of yourself. And so I like doing that with my client. I'm not, because coaching is not, and that's another difference with therapy that I never said the third difference, which is like a therapist has more of the authority figure. I am a doctor, you're a patient. But in coaching, there's not that authority.
Okay.
I'm like you, and we co-create this space. And there's no, I don't know more than you. I don't know. And you actually know more than me, because the answers are inside you, and I only help you to get those answers out. I don't know the answers, you do. And so literally takes the discrepancy in the away of this authority versus like how would you say that
I get that, like the relationship is very different, because when you're going to a coach, you're looking for guidance and, you know, support, and when you're going to a therapist, you're looking for results, like you're like
or maybe, tools to yeah, use tools. Too. Yeah,
So
sometimes they need to give you a solution or answers or diagnose you. Mm-hmm. The coach is literally your equal. Equality is the base of the relationship. So when you talk about astrology, it was tricky for me because I'm like, what if they seek answers? It's like, can you? Because if you know a language they don't know, and I know how to decode the symbols and they don't know, how can I just not turning to the authority who knows the astrological language you don't? So I interpret your chart, and right. I didn't want that. So I am literally like an interpreter only. Okay. I tell you the significance of the symbol, and then we dialogue about that. We brainstorm. Okay. What does that mean? What could that mean for you? If I tell you that this planet is about assertiveness and power and initiative, mm-hmm. Energy that initiates, where does that manifest in your life? Right. Where do you see that in you?
Yeah.
Because you have this energy, it's predominant. How does that manifest?
Right.
It creates a base for a conversation, yeah. But I'm only here to translate a code or a language. I'm not there to give answers or interpretations.
So then what's the difference between like psychological astrology and predictive? So like you said, you can look at the map and translate that, but how is it different from like the actual psychological, like the makeup of you, you know?
So basically in the past, astrology was used to predict the future based on the transits of the planets in the sky. But now it's evolved also with the influence of Jung, Carl Gustav Jung, the
you're great. Your English is wonderful.
Fell in love actually with astrology and recognized the power of the archetypal language and the symbols, and started like even studying it. And so in the last century, literally, it has grown this new use of astrology it's almost like a personality test, literally. Or
100%. I can see that. 100%.
Yeah.
Fire. I'm fire. I'm a leader. I'm, you know, all these things. And I know this, but I think with knowing it, it helps me navigate life,
mentally,
right?
Too, yeah.
Mentally, yeah. So now, of course, it's taken me my whole life to be able to implement, you know, appropriate changes now based upon that knowledge, yeah. Right?
It's interesting you mentioned fire, Tracy, because I think elemental astrology is one of the things I love the most. Literally analyzing the elements in a chart, how much fire do you have, how much water, earth, or air, it gives you tremendous insights about what lights you up, what drives you, and what literally can lead to starvation, emotional starvation or motivation if that element is not fed. If let's say if you're a fire sign and you don't feed that fire, you can literally have depression.
Wow.
And
I recently had
very,
that.
Very important to recognize what is the driver in us. And so the analysis of the elements is really, it's worth a whole podcast, I tell you, it's really interesting.
So how can people work with you and how can they find you? Now, we will have your website in our show notes. And if you use the code LETS, LETS, you can receive 15% off. Thank you for extending that generous offer to our listeners. But tell us a little bit more about how, you know, individuals can find you.
Yes, I work one-on-one. And my program is a 9-week journey, let's say, of one-on-one sessions. So 9 sessions. I developed it with experience because at the beginning it used to be 6, and I noticed for this level of transformation, for these situations we talked about before, it requires more time. And so if 9-week program, let's say, it's divided in three moments, key moments. Uh-huh. The first one, it's called depth, because it's where people just need to be listened to. They need to build a rapport with you, and they need to have like that space where they're like, oh, finally, someone is listening to me. I can unpack all this, and I can do it without worrying about judgment, about about worrying the other person, and just literally, I barely say a word sometimes for the first three sessions. There's this release and explaining what is the crisis about, and we go really, really, really deep on those three, because I need to understand their world, their inner world, and it's all about letting just release it. And then we start working more actively on the second stage, which is called focus. And what we focus on is emotions, thoughts. It's an observation work on what are the voices inside your head, what are they saying, what are the narratives. It's paradigm work. What are your beliefs? Who told you that? Is it true? Beliefs, narratives, it's all the things that our mind creates, and obviously the emotional part.
Right.
And so it's we focus literally on everything that is going on. So the first part is, what is the situation about? The consequence of the situation, what are the emotions, what are the thoughts, what are your beliefs? And then the last part, it's called a shift. And it's where we implement what we have learned in the first two parts about yourself, to try to reframe, reshape, and find new pathways, new tools to sustain you and make the change you want to make, but in a supported way. Right. It's a conscious change. Okay, this is where my blockage is about. This is my limiting belief, and it's a conscious process. And the last part is literally about grounding, about awareness, about acceptance, and building new pathways. And that's where the shift happens. But it needs to be digested. It's not sudden, right. Because you can have haha moments, but the implementation of those haha moments, it takes time. And that's why I always say to my clients, we need patience. You need to be patient with yourself,
right.
Because it takes time for your system to digest this new awareness. I try to support them in this with all this.
Yeah, it's interesting that you brought up, what are the voices in your head? What's the narrative that's going on? Because that is just like recognizing that alone, like, oh my gosh, I'm having these crazy thoughts and beliefs, and it's affecting my life in such a big way. And the minute you recognize that and catch it when it happens, like, no. This is what, and kind of train yourself. It's amazing how much that changes your attitude and the way you feel, and just on a day-to-day basis.
Right, right.
It's huge.
Incredible.
Yes.
Because we forget how much we talk to ourselves with ourselves. In a moment of crisis, our mind is extremely busy.
Mm-hmm.
And what is the tone we are using with ourselves? Are we judging ourselves? Are we harsh on ourselves?
Right.
What are we saying to ourselves, it's not possible? And literally recognizing all the different voices. Sometimes we name even the different voices. People talking, the most supportive one, the harsh one, and some clients we name it. That's the God. It's helpful. It's helpful to activate the observer in you, and it's like, okay, this is because it's our mental chatter, but if we activate the observer, we create distance and we can observe our thoughts without judgment, but it gives us also tremendous insights about where our blockages are.
Right. This has been so amazing. Thank you so much for being on our show. Again, you can find Alisa's link to her website. And if you use the code LETS, LETS, she is gracious enough to offer our listeners a 15% discount. And we just really appreciate you being on the show and look forward to touching base with you again in the future.
Yes, thank you, Alisa.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's been amazing. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to just speak with you. As I told you the other day, for me, this is an opportunity to let people know that if they're going through a lot, they can, there's help out there. And for me, it's a way to make myself visible so people know there is help. There is help. So, yeah, here I am. So visit my website. You will have a discount. And also on my website, there's a quiz you can take, a free quiz, just to understand if you're stuck, what's your blockage about. And then you can download a printable booklet that I made just about mental blockages, and that's fun if you want to have something free on my website. Otherwise, book a discovery call with me. I'm always happy to chat and learn about you and see if there's a way I can help you. I would be honored. And thank you for having me on this show. I loved it. Thank you so much.
And we love you too. Thank you so much.
Well, that wraps it up for today. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Midlife Crisis. We hope you got some laughs, a little inspiration, and maybe a few new ideas.
If you loved today's episode, hit that subscribe button so you'll never miss an episode. And hey, share the love. Send this episode to a friend who could use a good laugh and some midlife wisdom.
Connect with us on social media at Let's Talk Midlife Crisis and let us know what's on your mind. We love hearing from you.